Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mistress of Grace. That's a huge blessing. Amen. We'll be looking at God's word this morning. I want to first of all say a very special thank you to Pastor Moyua Setman, the entire pastorate, have been a huge blessing to our lives, teaching us God's word and helping us grow in the kingdom work. Amen. In our faith walk in Christ. Hallelujah. As I watched Timilua play the drums, I was just telling myself, who knew that we would ever get to that point where any other person that knew how to drum, whether it's Brother Sunday, whether it's Flex or anybody, will sit and this young man who started struggling with the sticks can play an entire service. It's just a matter of growth. Hallelujah. And that's just exactly how God wants every one of us to be. Amen. That we will grow steadfastly, step by step. It's a precept upon precept. We grow to that point where we become, he used the word, I think it was Paul that was talking, and he said, so that we'll become a masterpiece showcased for God's glory. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Pastor, we're not taking it for granted. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. This morning we'll be looking at the receiver, or you can say the recipient, the receiver. Hallelujah. I was trying to find a clear definition of who a recipient is or who a receiver is. You know, when you go to, if I'd use the word a receptionist, what will come to our mind easily is the person who stands at the front desk of an establishment, a company or whatever. I think in the bank they call them customer service. You know, in some other establishments, like especially hotels, you know them as receptionist, the person who receives people at the front desk. But the type we're talking about this morning is everyone as a receiver. Now, for you to have a receiver, that means there is a giver. Hallelujah. That means there is a giver. There is what? A giver. For there to be a receiver, there is a giver. For there to be a beneficiary, there is a benefactor. There's one who gives and one who receives. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let's see the book of John chapter 16. So we do not have problem with the giver. We do not have problem with the benefactor. We do not have problem with the one who gives out, who dishes out, who gives out. We have a problem with the receiver. Most times we've seen a lot of people complain that, I've been praying, you know, I've prayed. Peter said the same thing. I've toiled all night. Master, I'm a chief fisherman. This is my profession. He said, I've toiled all night. But you see, we do not have a problem with the giver. We have a problem with the receiver when things don't happen. Because God, the Bible describes God as a good God. He does not withhold. When he gives, he gives. He does not take back. So if I don't receive, that means I need to check my, I need to check myself. Is my frequency clear? So Setman taught us some time ago on radio broadcast. If the radio is always on, right? The radio station is always on. If you are not tuned to, I think that happened to me too last on Tuesday when we were trying to listen to the radio program. If you are not tuned to the channel rightly, you will not get information from the radio station. So what happens? You need to ensure your antenna is up, and you need to go to the right channel, 93.5. Hallelujah. 103.5. Uh-huh. So you need to go to 103. Hey, no wonder some people are missing it. So you need to go to 103. 103.5. Because if you are on any other place other than that, you are not getting word of his grace today. Hallelujah. So whether you are on 92.9, that is even closest to 103 or 102, you are in 102.9, you still won't get it. You have to be at the right frequency to get what has been given. I remember the story in the book of Daniel how even when God said he had released answers since, but what happened? Contention, according to Grandpa. Contention, there was contention. The priest, Prince of Persia, stood. And that's why people would cry. People who do not understand would cry and say, I have been praying, I have fasted, I have rolled on the floor, I have cried. By the way, it's not the cry that is moving God. When you hold him by his word, Baba, you said this and your word does not fail. Hold him by his word and you see it come. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. John 16, like I said. Let's see verse 24. John chapter 16. Verse 24. So, I'm reading from the Passion Translation. Verse 24 says, until now you've not been bold enough to ask the Father for a single thing in my name. But now you can ask and keep on asking and keep on asking him. And you can be sure. And you can be what? And you can be what? When someone says, and you can be sure, that means be rest assured. Sure banker. There is no wuru, no yamayama. It's coming. It's like you know of a fact that nothing stops this. It's going to happen. I remember we've met with some teams before during the what's it called? Let's say African Women's Championship. We can boast of our women more than the men. Abby? Uh-huh. So, because the men, they are always disappointing us. But our Nigerian team for women, you can bet on them. True or true? Uh-huh. So, just imagine that Nigeria is to meet with, let's say, Gabon. Or one team like Sierra Leone or something. You say, this is not Brazil. This is not England. This is not Australia. This is not Spain. We'll pack dozens, give them. Really, Abby? Yeah. Why? Because you know the capacity of the team. Because you understand the capacity of God's word, that it has every power within itself to bring to bear, to produce, to keep what has been promised. That's the only reason you will see a word like this. Surely. Hallelujah. So let's read on. So he said in, and you can be sure that you will receive what you ask for, and your joy will have no limit. I think it's the old King James that said that your joy will be full. Hallelujah. How many of us want our joy to be full? Amen. That your joy will be full. Another version again says that your joy will be complete in him. That your joy will have no limit. I love that word, no limit. That means no limitation. Nothing stops this joy. It will be complete. My friend likes to use, I don't know what they call it now. He likes to use some words. He said, God is faithfully faithful. Completely complete. Graciously gracious. Hallelujah. Greatly great. Amen. That your joy will have no limit. It will be complete and full. Hallelujah. I have spoken to you using figurative language. He was talking about speaking to them in parables. But the time is coming when I will no longer teach you with veiled speech, covered speech, proverbs. I will speak clearly so that you understand. But I will teach you about the Father with your eyes open, with your eyes unveiled. Hallelujah. 26, and I will not need to ask the Father on your behalf. So before now, he used to ask the the Father on our behalf. But he said, a time is coming when I will not need to ask the Father on your behalf. And this is the time he was talking about, because you will be filled with the Spirit. And so you have access to the Father directly. And you ask him anything in my name and you get it. Praise the Lord. I will not need to ask the Father on your behalf, for you will ask him directly because of your new relationship with me. What's that new relationship? Remember what he said. He said, for it's to your advantage that I go away. When I go, there's a replacement. I'm sending the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the one who will teach you all things and bring to you all things. What is the Holy Spirit really bringing? Every information that the Father has. Hallelujah. 27. For the Father tenderly loves you because you love me and believe that I've come from God. I came to you sent from the Father's presence, and I entered into the created world. And now I will leave this world and return to the Father's side. The Bible is so sweet because you will see corresponding truths and things that... what's that word? When you want to get evidence or something that corresponds with something. You know, the Bible says that we understand from Scripture that we interpret Scriptures with Scriptures, right? When I saw this, because I returned to the Father's side, I remember the Scripture that says, we worship God the Father. As we worship him, that I think there's a portion of Scripture that says that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. This corresponds that. So everywhere of the Scriptures, you will see other things. You've seen that God is good. And that place, you see he is so kind. You see other things. Shows that he's saying the same thing. And like we learned on Thursday in midweek service, we learned that the Holy Spirit will never do anything outside of God's word. If you get anybody who gives you prophecy, messages, or anything, it must align with God's word. If it does not align with God's word, don't take it. I don't care who the person is, whether it's a bishop, whether it's a prophet, whatever the person is, if it does not align, if the message you are giving, it does not align with God's word, it's null and void. There's only one thing that stands. If you tell me the Spirit of God says, and I check it, and it aligns with God's word, then God is speaking. Praise the Lord. Because the Holy Spirit, as powerful as he is, he will never do anything outside, anything contrary to what God stands for, what Jesus stands for, what the word of God stands for. And that word is Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Okay. So we learned that you can ask the Father for anything and you will get answers. He said, until now, you have not asked me. You can ask the Father for anything and you will get answers. Because it's his joy. Is willing to see you get that which you are asking. Amen. We'll do an example right now. Let's do a short. Mrs. D, please kindly come. Come with your bag, your beautiful purse. Okay, come. Chama, come. Amen. This is how God gives us things. Praise God. Mrs. D, stay here, please. Chama, stay there. So, Mrs. D, let's give this an example, okay? So, God wants to give us gifts. He desires. He's always giving. So, his hands are outstretched and he's giving us gifts. Chomaton, God is giving us gifts. We are too busy. Some people are too spiritual, more spiritual than God. So, they've spent time praying. You pray, talk, like Pastor taught us. It's not only, prayer is a two-way conversation. So, you talk. After you have prayed, you're supposed to listen in your spirit and hear God talk back to you. We were also taught that you will have this inner peace and then you know that answers have come, even if you've not seen it in reality. Amen? So, some people get busy praying. Even God is giving answers. God is traumatic. Oh, Father, enemies. And then they are binding and casting. You are busy. You are living the answers. Hallelujah. So Mrs. D is stretching her arm like God and giving the back, giving the answer, all the things she has been praying, Lord, promotion, Lord, a job, Lord, a husband. She is praying. The answers are stretched forth towards her, but she is busy kabashing and praying. Kabashing is not bad. Praying is not bad, but everything has time. How sensitive are you? And then Such person will go tomorrow, go out and say, God did not answer me. No, he gave answers long ago. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you, Mrs. D. But I love the bag. I can keep it for my wife. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, she's lucky it's not Mrs. Ajay. She will take the bag. Amen. So, that's it. God is always giving answers. Answers are everywhere. We do not have problem with the giver. We have a problem with us, the receiver. How open, how sensitive are you to the giver? Hallelujah. A good recipient, a good receiver should have certain qualities. Ability to listen intently. Ability to listen. Ability to listen. You must keep an open mind. Because he's speaking and some people's minds are locked. Do you know people go to revival meetings? Pastor's going to teach. Pastor's going to pray. Pastor's going to anoint people. Yet their mind is locked. Say, this one they are praying, it's not for me. Oh, it's not for me. Hey, I know God is healing headache. God is healing, and the person has boil. He is going to go home with that boil again. Boil, it's just common boil. God will not waste his effort for boil. He's only going to answer cancer. He's only going to answer diabetes. And that person has high blood pressure. He doesn't, a locked mind. A receiver should maintain an open mind. He should be open-minded, broad-minded, non-judgmental, unbiased, impartial, unprejudiced, neutral, so that you can have access, so that even the Holy Spirit can break even into you, so that he can even deliver to you. Hallelujah. So it's not everything you go binding, but every demon from my father's, even the one your father not get, you don't can't give them. Every demon from my father's house, every aeroplane from the ocean of this, oh, every And then they say, oh, yeah, carry your gun. We are going to kill them. And then people will carry bow, machine gun, bow, bazooka. Hallelujah. A receiver must be able to prepare themselves in a way, you must prepare yourself in a way that you can communicate. There's need for communication. Need for communication. Be able to communicate. Because it's you and your father. Watch all the words Jesus said. He said, that which my father sent me, why? Because that means he understood the message, and that's why he's able to deliver it. So if he was busy, like we are busy, that means, have you seen children when they send them to go and buy matches? Matches and sugar. He don't play ball, finish. After I tell you, reach there, he buy granite and something else, they come back. That's what distraction does. So they miss the message. Pastor Enwa taught us the other time where he said, if he passes a message here to this person and to another person, before it gets to the 12th person, it has totally changed. That's what happens. Distraction. You hear salt will enter, sugar will go come out. You know, before you know it, it's an entire message at the time it gets to the last person. It won't be the same again. Communication must be clear. The person must be organized. I love mommies who say, people who are mommies here will understand. You go to your child's room, say, your room has to be organized all the time. Right? Our lives need to be organized. Sometimes I just wonder, when the angel of God comes and wants to deliver, or the Holy Spirit wants to deliver a message or a gift, he sees that everywhere is scattered, chairs upside down, bed is, and all that. Just like your room is, people's lives can be like that. And it's not sweet, it's not palatable, it's not prepared enough for messages to be delivered. Praise God. The message even comes, some people have left. Hallelujah. They may be physically present, but they are not in tune, they are not aligned. So the message becomes useless, the gift becomes useless. That which is delivered, it becomes useless. So a dispatch, what do you call them? Dispatch man comes to deliver your item to your house. On getting to your house, you have left. You are not there. You have traveled. What would the man do? He's stranded with the gift. He will go take it back or your item, right? Our lives need to be organized. Amen. We must have the heart of having the ability to solve problems. So I'm talking of we, the receiver, things that will help us get and receive clearly. Problem solving. We must have a mind of not. What is it? No. I don't want. They say I heard of one woman that wanted to enter, that entered the lift and met someone. Somebody, the person asked and said, "Are you going down?" Say, "I will not go down in Jesus' name." Oh, you didn't see it? It was all over the social media. It happened to me too. We were going somewhere. I think me and Mrs. Ajiro went to, was it hospital or so, to see somebody. So I was asking the person whether a patient did down. He said no. He said, she's not down in Jesus' name. I said, this one is serious, so it's terrible. So people think it is that one that you say now. Be lift, not be up and down, did they go? Staircase, not be up and down. No, stay for sky. Make you the fly. So problem solving. You must have ability, hunger to meet people's needs. Paul said, the reason why we get what we get is not so that we keep, but so that we'll be able to solve people's problems also. I read that and it blessed me. Amen. You must have active listening. You must be able to listen actively. You know, you must be a good listener. Do you know that you can listen without hearing? So there's listening and there's hearing. You can look without seeing. I may be looking at Happiness and Touchy there now, and I'm not really seeing them. You can look without seeing. You can listen without hearing. But when you have active listening, you'll be able to. Somebody's saying, I used to do this. If you come to me and you are saying something, you know, sometimes people can sugarcoat things. When you're talking, I can listen to what you are not saying. Praise the Lord. Yes, I can listen to what you're not saying. And I've used it a lot to counsel a lot of young girls, because that's the way to catch men who lie. You know, when man wants you, they do a lot of things to woo you. So they tell you, my father is. My listening is, so what are you? You have just told me of your father. Like a young girl said, okay, let me just kukuma marry your father now. Your father owns this estate, owns this car, has this. You are only talking of your father. You've not talked about yourself. Now you approach me. You talk about your father. You're bragging. I should just marry your father then. But a foolish girl who lacks active listening ability, we hear daughters, my father. If I guess it not be the guy I get, and we jump, well, yeah, let's go, Bobo, let's go. And she goes. And tomorrow goes, you lie. He didn't lie. You were the one not listening. He was telling you outrightly that I do not have anything. No, I do not have anything. No, everything you see is my father's own. But you weren't listening. You were only listening to the sugar ones like Mr. Biggs, Recharge Card, Ice Cream, Netflix, and all that. You were not listening to, I don't have anything. Chishi, not gummy. I not get any. Even sense, I not get. My father, I depend on my father for advice. Have you not seen those men who run to their mothers for every advice? He's telling you that he's empty, doesn't have anything. But you're not hearing that. You're hearing, all your mind is, all this estate will become foul. It's his father's own. It's not your own. And then tomorrow you say, he broke my heart. He disappointed me. No, he didn't. He told you the truth. But you were not listening. If you were listening, I've seen where even a young girl told this man, the man came bragging about all what he was bragging about were not even his. And the girl told him, he said, if I enter this relationship, I'll be doomed. The guy was looking, said, he was wondering. Upon all these things, he has said, yes, that's a smart girl there. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You must be dependable. People should be able to depend on you. Dependability, very, very important. You must have confidence, integrity. I've seen people who lack confidence. I was talking to a young girl 2 months ago who almost committed suicide. Why? Because one ugly guy that is nothing stands in front of you and was telling her that he's just managing her in the relationship, that she's nothing. How can you be talking down on someone you want to date the person and then talking down on her? And she felt depressed and wanted to kill herself. And I told her, I said, go look yourself in the mirror. See how beautiful you are. You don't know. If you know who you are, you won't let one rubbish guy talk you down. She lacked confidence. A lot of people have gone into depression because they lack confidence. If you know who made you, he took time, precious time, made you the way you are. There are no two you, it's only you. The Bible says he carefully crafted us on the palms of his hand. You know what that means? Nothing can wash it away. I've eaten nice food that I love, and I love to smell the aroma of the food all the time in my hand. So even when I wash my hand, I don't want to use soap, so that I can still get that banga soup scent. Yes. But even at that, over a period of time, it goes off, right? This one, Bible is saying that I can't go off his hand because he has crafted, he's engrafted. It cannot clean. I am precious. It's advantageous to you if you have me in your life. That's what every young man and every young woman should have in their mind. It's a blessing to that guy if you say yes. The guy was telling her that, hey, I'm an addition to your life. I'm just trying to help you. Eh? Then you don't know what you are missing. You miss me, you miss life. Because I carry the DNA of God. Hallelujah. That's how one military woman, one woman in the army came to me and said, the Lord said that you are my husband. I look at him. I said, thank you very much. God did not tell me, not come put me for, I can't beat me. See, come punch me, well, tell me, say this, that is the will of God. No. I have the spirit of God. I know. I would know. You can't bamboozle me. That's why I'm always very, very grateful for the kind of pastors we have. They teach you God's word so that you can know it for yourself. So she was expecting me to be happy that because you say, the Lord said that you are my husband. Eh? Military woman. If you see the woman, Mozo and everything, I don't die. It's not even because of the Mozo. I know that it's not. She was just, you know, when people speak out of desperation, so that's why you should be filled with the Spirit of God, so that you know. Somebody could be telling you lies right now. You will know. You sense the Spirit of God. You have him. It's, there's what we call inward witness. Hallelujah. Let's come to physical witness. Physical witness. Okay, let's say Uche drives in with a car. Eh? A car, a red colored car. And let's say Toby has seen the car. That's a red colored car. If Uche comes in front of me and Toby is standing beside me, and Uche says, I came with a white Jeep, and the car is a saloon car. And he said, I came in with a white Jeep and all that. Toby just said, Because she saw it. She knows what he brought, right? That's a physical witness. So the inner witness also works the same way. The Spirit of God has different ways that he speaks to people. Some is a nudging. Some is a sign. Some, like Mrs. Sajiro and I was explaining to someone, a sister that was here the other day. And Setman has explained that even in school, School of Miracles. If you're filled with the Spirit and you have certain gifts in operation, there are different ways that it works. So, like Mr. Jill was explaining to the lady, she was leading prayer meeting. I think it was the prayer war for August. And she sensed pain, something on her leg. It's not pain. It's not paining her. But she sensed that it could be for someone else. And that's when we finished praying, rooms are given for people who have a message. You know why? Because God could be speaking to someone. Sometimes when you hear certain man talk or give a message, or you hear pastor give a message, sometimes the way it's not that God, every time God will just say in the ear that so person has a leg pain or this. There are nudges, there are ways, different ways. But sometimes why you don't get those explanations is because we don't want people to make doctrines out of them. Because Pastor NY could call somebody now, and he lay hands on, okay, one day I came to church. We were having prayer meeting, and I sat back there. Just that last sit there. I came in with a heavy body. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I was not fine. I came in with a heavy body. Pastor NY was leading prayer. Was leading prayer. And then he walked up to that place. I couldn't even sit properly. He just walked up and laid a hand on my shoulder. He actually got a man and laid a hand on my shoulder. I wasn't even expecting him. I'd not even said anything. He was leading prayer. And he just walked up there, laid his hands on, and I felt the burden lifted. Amen. That's how God reached out to people. You have a problem, messages will come through even when message is going on. Your healing could come. Your answer could come. I don't ever come to church without my pen and my book. Do you know why? As pastor is giving a message, he's even preaching on love. God is telling me something about healing. He may not know. He may not even focus on healing. Healing may not be on his agenda or on his book, on his message. But somehow he just says a word that he doesn't know because it's not him. It's the Spirit's word. So the Spirit just says something and I catch it. Hallelujah. That's why we should be open. Back to what we're saying. Open-mindedness. So your ability to stay open gets you informations that in the natural sense you can never get. Praise the Lord. You must maintain a positive attitude. You must be resourceful. You must be patient. I've talked about being reliable. You must be friendly. You must be emotionally intelligent. Hallelujah. Not this. I've told the story before about a young girl who was dating this rich guy. And then they went to, I don't know why the examples I'm giving is having to do with girls. I hope there's nobody who is in a bad relationship. If you are, you better see pastor quickly for counseling. So this young girl was dating this rich guy. And they got to this eatery. The gate man that was opening the gate didn't open the gate appropriately. So slightly the gate just crashed the car. This guy came down from the car and gave this man a dirty slap. He's his father's mate. He gave him a dirty slap. And the girl sat there and was saying, something right. How could he be that careless? This, that, that. Do you know how much a car costs? Fast forward, years later, she was getting ghost gas at home, blue, black. She would wear bones. They would ask her, what happened to you? I hit my head on the wall. They lie a lot. I did that. You know, she didn't want to tell people what happened. But that's what you get. God was giving her a red flag, but she turned her eye because the car was too precious. Snacks, ice cream, a recharge card, and all the goodies you can get temporarily are too precious to lose. And then so she traded that unknowingly because she's not emotionally intelligent. When you are filled with the Spirit, your emotions will be intact. You will know what to do. The Bible made us to understand that we have the mind of Christ. What would Christ's mind think? Christ's mind will not rush for material things at the expense of what is more important. Remember what we'll be reading in the book of Romans. We were taught, Romans 8, we were taught expressly that when you are filled with the things of the flesh, you do the things of the flesh. But you're filled with the Spirit, you do the things of the Spirit. And the things of the Spirit glorifies God. But the things of the flesh is enmity with God. The Bible made us understand in Romans 8 that God hates it. God hates the flesh. Why? Because it can only lead you to trouble. It can only bring you damnation. It can only bring you problems. But the things of the Spirit, they glorify. They make God happy. So God is even willing to dish out things and bless you more and more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ability to walk under pressure. We used to feel that when we are feeling, when we are preparing our resume, ability to walk under pressure is almost on everybody's CV. Ability to walk under pressure. But you're the one complaining at home that this work is too stressful. They want to kill me. Hallelujah. There's something God did for us that we must tangibly treasure. Let me give another example. Let me take an example of a strong man here. Okay, Dari is not here. I would have used Dari as an example, but we all know Brother Dari, right? Good. Dari is well built. Look at his stature. He can fight. If Dari goes for a bout, goes for a boxing, for a wrestling or whatever, and fight, and he wins a trophy, he wins the belt, and brings it home, if he gives it to his son, as small as that boy, The boy feels like a champion, like he won the fight. He didn't go to the ring to fight, but he will be bragging and boasting, this is my belt, this is my belt. Or he brings it to his wife. I'll be champion wife. I've seen some women. The reason you see some women do some things they do on the road is because their husband is a military officer. Oga wife, when they say, bring your papers, park here. And he just say, I'll be so person. I say, Oga wife, go. So he enters their head, and the next time they don't even care, they can drive like. That's what God did. Remember, we were sinners, meant to be destroyed. But he cleansed us and made us champions. We didn't fight, but he gave us the victory. So we are carrying the belt all around. All around for a battle he fought. Hallelujah. For a battle he fought. And he told us boldly, he said, you can brag about it. Not by works, not in the flesh, but in the spirit, because his grace, working. Hallelujah. Open 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 22. Hallelujah. He says, he knows we are his, since he has also stamped his seal of love over our hearts. Did you see that? Seal. How many of us know seal? When I registered my company name, they gave me a seal, like this iron seal, that if you press it on the paper, it just stays on the paper and shows. Amen. He stamped a seal of what? Love. He has also stamped his seal of love over our hearts and has given us the Holy Spirit. He has what? Given. Past tense. He didn't say he is going to give. He said he has given us. Another version says he has given us of his spirit. So the spirit that makes him who he is, he has given us of his spirit. So he has given us the Holy Spirit. He not give us the Holy Spirit more to the play ten. He gave us the Holy Spirit for a useful purpose. Hallelujah. So, look intently. TPT, right? Okay. He said, and has given us the Holy Spirit like an engagement ring is given to a bride. Like an engagement ring is given to a bride. When people are engaged, what do they do? Toby? During bridal shower, what do they call them? The engagement. They do like this for their friends, right? Why are they doing it? Says, I'm taking. When they even see guys, you're asking them, I'm looking for numbers. So they want to describe, they're using this hand to scratch. So you can see the ring. It's in the middle finger. This girl here is taking. It's this one here is off the street. It's taking. Hallelujah. It's off the shelf. Praise God. He has given us his Holy Spirit like an engagement ring is given to a bride. A down payment paid in advance. A down payment of the blessings to come. That's an evidence of what is to come. Meaning that if I have the Spirit, I have all things. Praise God. If I have this ring, It gives me that confidence that marriage is coming, right? Abby? He has engaged me. I'm not talking of betrothing. Abby, how do they call it? He's betrothed to, or she's betrothed to that one that they do in the north. They say, small bikini. They just born out. They say, they don't betroth unto somebody. No. We're talking about engagement. Coming to, in Ibo land, they say, you come and do Igbaunku. Abby, how do they call it? Igbaunku? Eh? The one they knock on the door. Knock the door away, make the door fall. You knock the door. Introduction. So you introduce yourself to the family and they know you. Ask happiness how Bele be the day when Uche carrying people go. You will understand. As you see the guy, it's different. The feeling is different. That they say, finally he has come. He they see Uche since so. But that day, the feeling is different. How? Because this come now is different. Because this one is a serious coming with his family members. Meanwhile, Uche head that time is Responsibility. Hey, the list that they will bring out. Hey, is that? But happiness is the belle, the make Paulina, the sweet sugar. That's it. We should be rejoicing always. Why? Because he has engaged us. Don't let the devil mess you up. The devil can't talk to me like that. You don't know who I'm engaged to. Hallelujah. You don't know who I'm engaged to. You don't know who engaged me. I'm filled with the Spirit of God. He has engaged me. My life is not mine. I don't live in the flesh. I live in the Spirit. No wonder Paul understood this. That's why Paul said, the life I now live is not Paul. It's not Paul. He said, the life I now live is Christ that lives through me. So watch out for the things that will be coming out of me. Watch out for the things I do now, because I do not live in the flesh. I do the things of the Spirit. I do the biddings of he who bought me with a precious price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see. Let's see another scripture. Ephesians 4. Quickly. Ephesians 4. Verse 7 to 8. Hallelujah. And he has generously given each one of us supernatural grace according to the size of the gift of Christ. Not according to your effort, not according to your works, but according to the size of the gift of Christ. This is why he says he has sent into the heavenly heights, taking his many captured ones with him, and gifts were given to men. Hallelujah. If you are not operating with the gifts God has given you, you are wasting heavenly resources. And God does not like to waste resources. Tell the next person to you, God does not waste resources. God does not waste resources. So I should be using my gift. I should discover it and use it. Otherwise, I'll be in error. So for me not to be in error, I must utilize that which has been put in me. He gave gifts to men. He gave gifts to all men. So sisters, brothers, every one of us, we have gifts given to us by God. First, he has given us his Spirit. So let's not render the Spirit redundant. Feed him. How do you feed the Spirit? Look at Jude. Jude verse 20. You know, Jude has only one chapter. So Jude verse 20, look at what it says. But you, my delightful, God is awesome. So, but you, my delightfully loved friends. If one guy tells you sweet words, your head will be plating, your head will be bouncing. God is telling you, calling you precious names. You should be rejoicing at it. Amen. He said, but you, my delightfully loved friends, constantly and progressively build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith by praying every moment in the Spirit. Is that even possible? Yes. Hallelujah. I think it's the old King James that said, dearly beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Someone said, how can I be praying all the time? Yes, it happens. Pastor Muyiwa has told us how he'll be traveling from here to Abeokuta or Ibadan, and he's praying. He's in the car. He's praying. Do you know what that means? Inviting the Spirit to commune, to be with him. He's fellowshipping even as he's driving. Hallelujah. You don't want to know the amount of revelations that will be loaded, that will be downloaded, things that will drop. When we spend, you are working. It's not that you're not. Don't go out to office on Monday and then you are Monday is public holiday. On Tuesday, you get to the office and then you say, I want to pray. Pastor says, then you go, you leave your work. No, if they sack you, don't come and meet. Anyway, your father is in the house, so you can meet Pastor. Hallelujah. But you will walk, you do your work. But even while you're doing your work, you are praying. You know what that does? One day, one guy is a big Elijah. They respect him a whole lot in the whole of Bagada. I was working at the time in a bank there in Bagada. So this guy came in with huge sums of money, dollars, not even naira, to deposit. I was called. I went to attend to this, and I saw You don't want to know the amount of fake notes that we saw in the museum. Even the Nairas that they brought also, fake, lots of fake notes. I just flip, even without the UV light. And I could just sense, not like this new, our new Naira note now that even the Naira, the new one itself is it feels like fake. I touch it, I can tell the difference. Even my eyes closed, I can tell the difference. And I was just picking it. The man was like, sure, because it was too much. We got over 200,000 from the backo bag of cash that he brought. And quickly, the head of my unit called this thing, and they called police to come. Although that day, at the end of the day, I saw the man, they had released him because they came to take him, but later they released him because he looked too deliberate. They had released him. So when I was going to Mosul, he was bragging like, because he's a big man, he knows things have exchanged hand. But what I'm trying to say here is, even beyond your normal work ethics, the spirit will guide you. He will guide you. And it's that same spirit that can tell you when that guy is lying, telling you sweet nonsense. The spirit will guide you. He will not leave you to make a fool of yourself. Even in your work, pastor has also taught us how they will bring something for him to fix. And he's just, on the inside, he's praying. And then he just gets the answer. And not too long from there, a bigger task would come. And he would just sort it. That's what he said. He will teach you. He will guide you into all things. Do you know what he also does? He's a revealer. He will reveal even the things that you've not been taught. He can teach. I discovered that the Spirit of God gives expo outrightly. And Seth Man has told us here. The Spirit of God gives expo. Even the things you have not covered, you can know them. Hallelujah. That's where grace works. Amen. But far more than that, if you are the type who read and you forget, the Bible says that he will bring to your remembrance all things. I know somebody who used to read and forget. You go read. Bring that same thing. Bring test now. You go say, you don't remember. They say, but you read it. You don't remember. But when it became filled with the Spirit of God, it was a different thing. That time, they ain't going to teach us we organized the class. It was the one teaching us. It's only the Holy Spirit that can turn an olodo to a sharp brain. Amen. The Holy Spirit can do all things. Peter had terrible anger problem. But when he became filled with the Spirit of God, he was transformed. What about Paul? He said, of everybody, he's the least qualified. Why? He said, because he had done terrible things. But when he became filled with the Spirit of God, God gave him a whole generation. Imagine him writing to thought of the scriptures. I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lastly, let's just look at one more scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 1. From verse 7 to 10. It says, for God will never give you the spirit of fear. You know, the old King James would say, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Yes. For God will never, not that he has not even, he will never. So each time you see fear, it's not coming from God. It's not coming from God. I hear stories of people who just see war gecko in the house and they will never sleep. Some just see cockroach. They begin to bind. No, God has not given us the spirit of fear. He will never give us the spirit of fear. But the Holy Spirit, who gives you mighty power, love, and self-control, sound mind. Hallelujah. So never be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, of our Lord, nor be embarrassed over my imprisonment, but overcome every evil by the revelation of the power of God. He gave us resurrection life and drew us to himself by his holy calling on our lives. And it wasn't because of any good we have done, but by his divine pleasure and marvelous grace that confirmed our union with the anointed Jesus even before time began. Hallelujah. We're talking about the receiver, the recipient. Where we just read, the last part says, even before time began. So the giver has given these things long ago. He's not going to give it now. He has given it since. No wonder he says in his word that all things are yours. Hallelujah. So he has given it. Why have I not received it? I need to check myself. Hallelujah. I need to check myself. Am I listening intently? Am I communicating appropriately? Is my heart set to receive what has been sent to me? Is my address right? So that the message, the gift that's coming, the package does not go back. Is my address right? Am I standing in the right place? I'm in the right place now and I'm asking God for something. And the next moment, I'm on the bed fornicating. I'm not going to get what is coming because I've changed location. I've changed address. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. If you are the right place and you are filled and you stay there, you will get everything. Because he said, all things are yours. So your package has been delivered. Your dispatch man is on the way. Do not change your location. Do not change your address. Be prepared. Keep your phones on so that you can receive your call and get your package. What happens is many people have changed location. Many people, their phone are short. Their phones are short. So they cannot even receive a message that I'm a dispatch man. I've come to receive. I'm just using physical explanation, but you understand what I'm saying. It's like that in the realm of the spirit. Your gift is coming. Your breakthrough is coming. Your blessing is coming. Anointing is on your way. Things are coming that are sent towards you. But you've shut down. You've lost faith. You are not in that place where you can appropriate what has been given to you. We need to get back to that place where he meets us, where he can settle it with us and give us all that pertains to life and godliness. Hallelujah. Let us rise up on our feet as we pray this morning. We've heard God's word. We've heard God's word. What are you doing? Where are you standing? What is your location? What have you missed? How would your life turn out if you had not missed what you have missed? Is it possible to get that back? Yes, by standing appropriately, taking a firm stand in him, maintaining a proper gaze and focus on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love that song that says, take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believe. This morning we're going to pray. And what we'll pray is, Lord, I take a firm stand by faith. I want to stand at that place where I will not miss any good thing you send my way. As I ask from you, I'll position myself rightly so that I'll be able to appropriate, so that I'll be able to get delivery of everything that is sent to me. Grace is multiplied to me. Your blessings come to me. Your anointing come to me. Deliverance comes to me. Breakthrough comes to me. Advancement, favor, they come to me. They locate me. Elaman de vrene ki da pa da gadosha. Prene si ke fi ta pa la ba da dos. In the vrema handa vrada bo shada de amakada ba dos. I will keep the spirit in me activated at all times. I will not render him dormant. Le fana man de vika ba da dos. In the vrena mo shok ta pa da ba da mene ke di gudosa. Repeketo so man de vrena mo shada da. I activate the spirit of God in me. Le fina makaba ga da dos. So in the brain of Mosoktaya Manda Vada Bosha, dearly beloved, building yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. In the man of Rainabo, Kapada Gada, those so Tehina Manda Vedabo Shadada. I'll keep the Holy Spirit in me alive and active, alive and active, alive and active. Live Fena Makabada, those in the brain of Mosh Kapada, Vaina Moktabada, Pelevrono Mosokte, Pedigate, Shadadosa. Praying the most, so praying the man, the praying the most, so they are. I operate with the mind of Christ. Le praying the most, shaba da dosa. My life never remains the same. Le praying the most, so tabade yedosa. And the praying the most, kopan. Le praying the most, shaba da dia. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.